Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Today, we're talking about how to do a better job of prospecting, and that is to check your prospect's rap sheet. It's taking a historical tour of your prospect's prior actions. Well, in training workshops, I always recommend that you take a tour of your prospect's farm or agribusiness whenever possible. That's a physical tour. It gives you a chance to see firsthand what is going on in their operation, and it opens up a lot of opportunities to ask questions. You get to see firsthand the equipment, their inventory, and what they're actually doing. In addition, it gets them talking about their favorite subject, which is themselves. Today, I want to talk to you about taking a historical tour with your prospect. Well, every cop show on TV or every detective show has that moment when they identify their prime suspect, whether it be Columbo, McCloud, Miami Vice, Cold Case Files, Blacklist, CSI, even Reno 911, all have that moment when they find their prime suspect. What's the first thing they ask for or refer to? And it's the suspect's rap sheet. Well, if you're truly not familiar, the rap sheet stands for Record of Arrests and Prosecutions. Why is this so important in police shows and in real life and investigations? Because past history indicates a precedence towards a behavior. If you're investigating some home break-ins and your suspect has a long history of breaking into homes and stealing electronics, well, there's a likelihood that you have the right person. Now let's take that concept and apply it to your selling skills. In addition to taking a physical tour of the prospect's farm, ask about their past history, or the rap sheet, in three key focus areas. That's about your company, your products or services, and your competitive advantage. So let's dig into those. The first two are so obvious once you think about it. However, many salespeople don't. Too often while working with a salesperson on a coaching ride-along trip, I will ask if the salesperson did a background check on a prospect to see if they had done business with their company. And way too often the answer is no, they didn't do a check. That's a big mistake. By doing just a little bit of computer work or making one phone call, you can find out a lot about a prospect's previous dealings with your company. If there's no internal info, then this one of the first areas to dig into with a prospect as you start to ask questions. You want to know their past experience with your company. This is especially true of co-ops or multi-product line agribusinesses. Farmers know where the grain elevators and the ag retailers are in a market. If your co-op is 100 years old and your prospect is 60 years old, it's highly likely they are very aware of your co-op location or your agribusiness. This line of question uncovers any bias they may have for or against your company. Clear that air first. Now get into the understanding of past history, the rap sheet again, on your products or services. If you're selling a product line that has a 20-year history in the area, again, the odds are high that the prospect has seen them, maybe bought them, but decided not to use them. And the question is why? That's the million-dollar question. Again, you want to understand their bias for or against your products and services first. This is understanding is huge as you begin to tell your prospect all about your wonderful company, products, and services. These first two areas give you a lot to go on. So important, they may take up all of your first sales call when you call on that prospect. Remember, you can present the greatest product in the world to the most perfect prospect for it, yet fail because they have a strong negative opinion of your company. You can have the best price in the world on a data management software program, yet lose the sale because your prospect thinks they're all a waste of time and money. Clear those two hurdles first. Well, now let's focus in on why they should buy from you, your competitive advantage. This has become one of the most pivotal moments in the training workshops. So much so, I put it right in the beginning, mostly because I think it's where salespeople should start. I'll ask the group, why should your prospect buy from you? And why should they buy from your company? Now, when I ask this question of a group, I either get a blank stares or I get a laundry list of things like, well, we care about our customers. We take care of our customers. We're honest. None of those are unique. Every company out there thinks they like and take care of their customers. Well, next I might get a list of the company taglines used by the marketing department, like, we're the global leader, we feed the world, we're the supplier of choice, etc. And those are great for you to understand the mission of your company, but rarely have they anything to do with your competitive advantage. So it's back to the drawing board. I push one more time for them to come up with their unique competitive advantage. Why should a customer buy from you? Finally, we get a breakthrough as someone says, I'm local and I know this specific area better than any other salesperson. Or I answer my phone no matter when they call. Or we have a proprietary software program that merges financial, agronomy, and commodity market data into one program. Now you have something to sell on. But first, you have to look at their rap sheet on this advantage. And you ask the question maybe, have you ever worked with a software that combines these three areas? How often do you need to contact your supplier in the off hours? What happens when they can't reach them? Have they ever considered using someone local? How did it go? And since they are not using one now, then you can ask, what led them to their current choice in a supplier? The old adage, seek first to understand versus showing up and throwing up. In the early years of selling, I got caught in the show up and throw up trap too often. I'd make a prospect call to tell them all about my company, my products, and myself, and then waited to the very end and got that usual response of, we tried that once and didn't care for it, or we tried using your company once and had a problem, or I don't believe in any of that foo-foo dust. So if your prospect has been in business for many years or decades, then the odds are likely they have past history or an opinion on your company, your products, and your service. Start with your rap sheet before you ever get into presenting on yourself or your products. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.